Hey, we've got, it's a collection of ag retailers. They put this show on. It's the North Dakota Ag Association, and on the board of directors for the North Dakota Ag Association is Dow's Eric Lollum. And you're more than a retailer. You're kind of, and you're not even a wholesaler. You represent the manufacturer.
Yeah, on the Ag Association, I'm one of the chemical industry reps. Dow AgroSciences is a basic manufacturer of crop protection products.
And you've got a perfect match over there that everybody is partaking of right now.
We do have a it is a perfect match. There's free beer and pretzels at the Dow AgroSciences booth 711, 712,
and
Northern Ag Expo, and that's going to be going on for another couple hours. So.
Wow, that's incredible. And what a great analogy. Perfect match, beer and pretzels.
There we go.
But let's talk about the other liquid that is a perfect match, and it's for cereal grain.
Yes, well, that's what a lead-in. What a straight man. What a straight man, yes. But perfect match is it was our new grass and broadleaf product last year that was launched last year. It takes the power of wide match, the weed control of wide match, and it combines it with a leading grass control product, so you get grass and broadleaves in one jug.
And it's just for cereals, or what else can you put it on?
It's just for cereals. It'll be wheat, spring wheat in Durham, and spring winter wheat in Durham.
All right. And so for all the guys across North Dakota that are still growing wheat, and they're hardcores, they love it, and they want wheat in the rotation, or they're maybe out there central North Dakota, central South Dakota, getting a lot of snow now, but
yep.
They can't wait to plant wheat.
Yep.
Perfect match is the answer.
Perfect match will be a perfect fit for their operation.
Excellent. All right. In your years with the North Dakota Ag Association, the 43rd, 45th? I don't know what.
I think it's at least the 45th. Well, it's not the 50th yet.
It's the 2016 Northern Ag Expo.
But it is the 20th. Yeah, I'm not sure the exact how many years, but it's been going on for quite a while.
This has been a very interesting year for big companies. It's been an interesting year for the EPA in relation to all of that. And we've got some new products coming out next year. We've got maybe even some better ones still in the pipeline. We're talking Xtend Enlist and all that.
Yep.
So there's some really wonderful products, the next generation of products coming.
Yeah, 2017 is going to be a very interesting year in agriculture, both at the and of course farming's always interesting because every year is different. You never get the same year twice. But you look at from an industry perspective, some of the mergers that are going on at our level, at the manufacturer level. Of course, there's Dow and DuPont are proposed to come together. Then you've got ChemChina buying Syngenta, and that's supposed to happen sometime in 2017. And then you got the Bayer Monsanto deal, again also looking to happen in 2017. So 2017 is going to be a pretty eventful year for the ag industry, and that even translates down to, I was talking to somebody on the main stage today. We had Ag Country, and is it Horizon?
FC something.
In Minnesota, those two big ag cooperative on the financial services, they're merging.
$5 billion, that's not small change.
And so you've got all these mergers happening, and of course, the reality is most of these farm operations aren't getting smaller.
Right.
You know, they're getting bigger. And so that's just the nature of the way things are going. And I'm not passing any judgments if it's good or bad for the industry. It's just the way it is.
Right.
So in 2017, beyond, there's just going to be a lot of changes coming together in the ag industry, and it'll be an interesting thing to watch.
Yeah. Well, and again, allegorically or whatever comparison you want to make, whether it's perfect match of beer and pretzels to the – but. The farms that have gotten bigger or have merged with the neighbors, or
yep.
Hey, this my farm, now I bought the neighbor's quarter or section and I got bigger and I got better.
Yep.
And so, well, it, same thing's happening upstairs, huh?
Well, that's the hope. I mean, yeah. you never want to come together and have 1 + 1 = 1. You're hoping 1 + 1 = 3.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it doesn't, but hopefully it doesn't. We don't go backwards. So that's the trend. Everything's just going to keep keep growing. You know, you look at your radio stations. I believe are you adding another station on this network?
We got KNDK in Langdon in addition to KXPO in Grafton.
Yeah, so that's just expanding that footprint. Yeah. So that's just the nature of the business we're in.
Yeah, that's the world we're in.
Yep.
Yeah, and the cell phones getting faster and smaller or bigger. They're getting bigger again now.
Yes, definitely.
And more effective. And so, yeah, the world is changing, and we got to keep up. So.
That's right.
What else has Dow got for coming up next year?
Well, we've got from the other product that's new this year, a new product in the corn market called Resicor. Mm-hmm. And again, that was new last year. We were able to get some of it out in North Dakota for you guys to take a look at it in your corn. And it's a powerful. It's got three active ingredients put together to target your top five weeds: your Palmer amaranth, giant ragweed, water hemp, morning glory, mare's tail. It does a great job on those weeds, and it's pretty flexible in how to use. You can use it from pre-emergent all the way up to 11-inch corn, and it's going to be a nice fit for the corn grower to take a look at this year.
Super. Eric Lalum, Dow, great to visit with you.
Thank you very much.
And I hope you don't get too much snow back out of Marion there.
We've hardly gotten any yet, but that can change in a hurry.
We'll keep our fingers crossed for you. So
okay.
Thank you, Eric.
Thanks, Mick.
You bet.